It's raining where I live today. I've got the day off and nothing to do and nowhere to go, and so I just curled up right here. I've got this nice, soft, cushiony bench in my window. It's a little bit bigger than a window seat. It's just the perfect size to curl up in a blanket, have a cup of tea, look outside. It's cozy, really. I'm watching the way the rain rolls down my window, just sort of zoning out. Just thinking about you, mostly. I'm warm right now and snuggly, and you're far away, but I know that you're with me in spirit right now, aren't you? In fact, I think if you closed your eyes, you could probably even imagine me sitting here, just like this, all wrapped up in my stripy rainbow blanket. The mug in my hands just steaming away. It's nice to watch the way that steam just twirls and spins and spirals and rises, and then on the window, rain just continuing to fall, continuing to drop. You can just follow one little drop from the top of my window, watching as it touches others, gets bigger and bigger, pulled down faster and faster. My body heat and my breath and the steam from my mug and the splashing, dripping rain outside make the window foggy, and everything sort of starts to melt. The outside gets muddled. The outside is obscured, and when you look at the window, the only thing to see are those drops rolling down faster and faster. But you really don't mind, do you? Because everything out there is so much less important than what's happening in here. Isn't that right? It is quite all right with you to know that everything out there is not important and foggy. And that all that matters is you and I being together right here, right now. The rest of the world can wait because it's just you and I. Alone here in this little bubble, in this little cocoon of my window, while the cars whoosh past outside rhythmically, while the rain falls on the window ceaselessly. While the steam spirals sweetly from my tea, spinning and swirling and slipping skyward. This moment is everything. And you can almost feel yourself leaning against my thigh. You can almost feel the warm, smooth hardwood underneath you as you kneel. The soft fur on my pretty stripy blanket, cushioning your head. As you rest against me, as you breathe against me, as you take this rainy afternoon reprieve with me, this moment where you can almost feel my hand on the back of your head, stroking you, petting you, and just letting you soak up this feeling of being with me, of being mine. This moment, right here, is everything, is anything, the only thing that your heart desires. It all comes back to this. And you know that when I lazily turn and put my back against the window, when I drape my legs over your shoulders, you'll know that, of course, your job is to give me more pleasure. You know, and don't even have to be told, that my whim is your heart's greatest longing. You start to lick. You start to taste. And I'm just enjoying this moment with you. Drinking my tea and closing my eyes and listening to the rain while my sweet, good little toy licks and pleasures and pleases me. You love to be my good little toy, don't you? I love it too, and so, of course, when you look up at me with those eyes full of longing, with that need in your face, of course I'll tell you that my good little toy should play too. That my good little toy should stroke and touch and edge closer and closer to coming. You do want to come with me, don't you, Pat? Oh, of course you do. I know you do. I'm so close, Pat. 5 4 yes, fuck, 3 Oh, don't stop. 2 my good, well-trained Pat, fuck. 1 come with me, toy. Come with me, pet. Come with me, my good boy. Come hard for me. Yes. You deserve that, Pat. You earned that, Pat. Oh, I love being here in the rain with you, don't you?